Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world, and a healthy Thanksgiving. And everybody's thinking about health, especially these days. You know, when you go normally, people get together and all that, and a lot of people get around the table. I know my family like to do this. And we take turns, and you talk about something that you're thankful for, right? Well, how about the other way around? You know, how about the things that you're not thankful for? Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind now is this ridiculous virus. These doctors who keep making stupid statements and keep changing things. Now they want to change the isolation time. You know, think of it, the isolation time. Something I heard on the news. Anyway, so we are not thankful that the government didn't protect us, that the doctors aren't calling upon every type of healing. You're not thankful for that. I mean, and now I heard on the news that the COVID has increased in the military. So you know, we're not thankful for that. And all over the country, people struggling. And another thing that we certainly aren't thankful for, the lack of stimulus funding. I mean, they have really neglected us with that. That is horrible. It shows you what we say is true. Government, in many, many ways, doesn't care about us. And when you're disabled, it's a lot worse because we don't even have the basics. I was in the health store today, and I bought a couple of bars of soap, and I have to go by the aroma because I can't read them, you know. So one of the cool young ladies, you know, I said, what fragrance are these, you know? And she couldn't. She was struggling to read it. And I made a comment. I said, you see what I mean? You can see, and you can hardly read it. Imagine if you couldn't see. You know, and she agreed with me. I'm not thankful for that, I'll tell you. And I said to her, you know, I said, this store, I spend a lot of money in here. This store should set the example. I told her. I said, I would volunteer my time to braille this whole store. And if you put up the raised print, you know, it would probably be the first store in the country, maybe in the world, that would be entirely accessible for somebody who can't see. And then you'd put in a couple of sound devices, you know. And she thought it was a good idea. So there's something not to be thankful for, that you can't read these things and you don't know what you're getting. People give you the wrong thing because you can't read it. Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving. All right. People who think of the basic stuff that they're thankful for, most of those people don't even realize what they have until they lose it.
That's true.
You know, then they may begin to realize it. You know, I'm not thankful for the a jackass governor who left all those people in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, to contract the virus and to be exposed to it more. I'm not thankful for that.
That's true.
How can you be thankful for that?
How could you? Because, you know, it's really sad that these people are in the nursing homes and even, you know, their family members can't even, you know, say hello even. Just even the simple word of, hello, how are you, mom or dad? I love you. I miss you. Can't even say those simple words. You know, do you want your favorite food to eat when I come to visit you? Nothing like that.
Well, a lot of them can't even get to a phone.
Yeah, my mom.
To talk to
them. She's waiting on a stupid phone, a disabled phone that's been she's waiting for because of COVID. They have to wait to get it approved and put in. Freak the approval! Just freaking put the phones in, for God's sakes. I mean, it's getting ridiculous, really.
All I got to do is buy a damn phone, plug it in.
Thank you. But it's not that. It's like they got to get it approved by this. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Not thankful for that.
Get the freaking phone and put it in, you know? No, I'm not either.
Get a damn phone, plug it in.
Exactly. But it's not even that. I think it's more like things should be available. Available and easily, you know, accessible.
No, they only do things for their... for their convenience, for their financial gain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. You know?
Now, here's the key. If I had money, oh, watch out. This America's would be a lot friendlier to the disabled. They sure would be. It would be.
Yeah,
If I had a lot of money, or if I had a lot of money, I would just say, okay, now, New York City, you're a mess. Here, make it all accessible, and I just shell it out.
We need a complete overhaul, but also you need enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You would need law,
mm-hmm.
You know, because people, a lot of people would resist you.
Yeah.
Don't think they won't, because they will.
Yep.
And I'm not thankful for that, you know. So you would have to, have a law to back you up.
Yeah.
You know, the money is nice, and the money means something, but that's only one part of it.
Yeah.
You gotta have enforcement. You gotta have laws that people are protected. I'm not thankful that millions of disabled people aren't protected.
Oh, I agree with that.
And I'm
weird. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was buying something as simple as, you know, the magnifying glasses for my eyes so I could see, you know, they're these glasses that you don on by, you know, just putting them on like a regular pair of glasses, but they're magnifying glasses, okay?
Mm.
And then I could see, you know, the page, or I could see my phone screen, or I could see anything. And it helps because they actually have something like a little bit of an anti-glare. But the ones that I was looking at, they don't have the anti-glare coating, and they don't have the blue screen protection for the phone. What do they think? Because I'm legally blind, that I don't see a phone and I don't need that anti-glare? That bothered me.
Yeah, well, everything that we come across that we pay for or we buy,
yeah,
you know, should be accessible.
Right. It should
I'm
have
thankful
that protection.
For that.
What, because... Yeah, what? Because I'm going blind, that I don't want to protect my eyes. Now I have to get another pair of glasses to put on top of these other glasses. That's stupid.
I don't know how comfortable that's going to be, but
very. But they show you people wearing it on top of their prescription glasses. But I'm like, this is stupid. Why don't they just say, okay, here, use this, and it's a coating that you could just put on top of it. Now it's blue light protected. You know?
What about the contact lenses?
What? I can't.
Can't use those?
No. Because they want you to protect your corneas, too. So I was like, nah. And they want you to, this is to protect it from radiation, too. So I was like, ah, good idea. Helps protect the retina more.
All right. In a sight, and the Big East, the key to rescue, Thanksgiving Eve. And a lot of people have canceled their plans, I hear.
Yeah.
All right. Big East, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Now, there's an organization to be thankful for.
Okay.
Caring about people, caring about the Akitas. Doing.
You want to hear?
Not just talking.
Yeah.
Doing. You know. Setting the example for every service dog school and agency for the blind and disabled. The Big East has set the example how people should be treated. All right. Around the world, I want
to
thank...
To memorialize a pet. I just wanted to announce that.
Did what?
She memorialized one of her pets that
Akita?
Passed.
Oh, yeah?
An Akita, yes. Yes, Opal.
Oh.
I don't know if you know Opal. Yeah. It was a very
I heard
pretty,
about her, yeah.
Yeah,
how old was she?
She wasn't that old, actually. She came in, and I really am very upset what happened. She was a stray. She came in and was trying to save the life of the stray. Found out that the owner neglected her without giving her spay. And, you know, something as simple as a spay. You know, it's very important to get your dog or cat spay and neutered for this very reason, and I'm going to tell you why. The dog had milk tumors that turned malignant, and then she couldn't save the dog. They tried to get rid of the milk tumors that turned malignant, but it was too late. The dog succumbed to the milk tumors. They had to put the dog to sleep. It's so sad. So sad, right? So she said that towards the end of her post. You know, how dare you just not do something as simple as a spay? You know, you could take it to any, you know, rescue, and I'm sure they would have helped you. In my eyes, this is what I said at the in the back of my mind. You could take it to any rescue, and I'm sure they would have helped you with a spay or a neuter, you know? And then you could take the dog back.
Yeah, you know, take care of the dog. You give it some herbal stuff to deal with the milk, you know?
Yeah.
Another way of doing it. Apple cider vinegar.
You're supposed to actually get your dog spay or neuter. It's important, very important for the dog, for the girl dog, so the dog doesn't get chronic infections. It's very, very important because it turns to cancer eventually.
Well, I don't
unless,
know. Some people
want to
create more Akitas.
Yeah, but then after that's over, you're supposed to spay the dog.
After it's over.
Yeah, but exactly. But they didn't do that with this dog. They kept it with, you know, the organs. And that's what Joanne was upset about. Yeah.
Well, in any event, the dogs should have apple cider vinegar. It's very good.
Can save a lot of
ailments. A lot of things can be helped with that. All right. Around the world, Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. 631-888-1186. And in the coming weeks, we're going to have Anthony as a guest on the show. I want to thank him for his $100 donation. Really appreciate that. A guy who really cares and what we stand for, you know. I want to thank and say hello to Nancy, Jimmy the poet's girlfriend, going through a lot of stuff with her. You know, she's got kidney problems. So I'm trying to get Jimmy to give her the apple cider vinegar and The oil of oregano, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Got Mr. Kennedy taking it.
Oh, you do? Oh,
all right.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing good with it.
He did? Oh, good. Tell him to stay away from people right now.
Yeah, well, you know, you use common sense.
He's older. Yeah, he's older. He's got to be careful.
If you take the oil of oregano, it helps.
It could be, yeah, exactly.
To protect you.
Yeah.
You know.
Just let him be careful, that's all.
All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Go an extra mile for a child. You know, Corey, Avante, Ollie, little Tommy, all the others. We remind people 5 nights a week here on Inner Sight. All right, what else? Around the world, some of our friends who have come forward. A Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. TruroLawCenter.com. Wish them all good.
Have you heard if Beccaro's back?
Health. What?
Have you heard if Beccaro's is back?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we have to find out.
I don't
out.
Know. They have the... Yeah, Beccaro's Italian Tavern in Massapequa Park. Great, great place. And I don't know. You'd have to check...
Yeah,
with their website or their Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to spell it for me. I forgot how to spell it. B-A-C-A, something like that. A-R-O-S, something like that, right?
Yeah, Beccaro's Italian Tavern.
Tavern, mm-hmm.
You have the number?
No, I'm going to find it. No, you got to give it. I don't know it.
I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
But
I'll look it up.
Some beautiful people over there.
Hold on.
And we greatly appreciate
sorry.
All the help. All right, Inner Sight around the world on Thanksgiving Eve, and we hope that the new administration is going to do better than the old administration.
Yeah, I got the phone number. Hold on, I got to give it to you. 516. Sorry, I got it. 516-798-1555.
All right,
that's
Beccaro's
Italian
Tavern.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got to save this.
Yeah, I'm not thankful for this current administration. You know, I've been struggling with it, trying to make heads or tails, trying to understand all this stuff, and I feel that this administration has abandoned us in so many ways. You know, stimulus, the virus, the stupid doctors. So many ways. You know, so let's hope that these new people are going to have more common sense.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Able News. How about that one?
Yeah.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, so what's up with that? Were you able to get the post up on the Facebook?
Let me check. Hold on.
Have we written a post for the holidays?
I believe
and,
it is, yes. It is.
It's up there?
Yeah, it looks like it.
All right, it's on the our Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so take a look at it, and, you know, if you have any comments or whatever you want to say,
yeah,
let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things, yes, there are things to be thankful for. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot not to be thankful for.
Correct.
So how does it balance out? I mean, you know, go talk to the people who have relatives who have passed away from this virus.
That's true.
You know? I mean, I don't know what restitution, if any, now here's something we have heard nothing about. What restitution is the government making to people, relatives, people who have lost loved ones to this virus?
That's right, there's not.
Don't you think there should be some restitution?
There's none. You know why? They're trying to not make restitution, these nursing homes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know why? They're trying to get rid of restitution and not being responsible.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
This is supposed to be a pandemic. This is different.
Mm.
You know, supposed to be an emergency. They didn't protect us.
Yeah.
You know, they obviously didn't protect us. You know? And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm not thankful for a lot of these politicians who didn't do their job. You know, I don't think they should be in those jobs. They didn't protect us. Got to get better people in there. You know, I mean, nothing is perfect. But on top of not protecting us, they're also not allowing different types of healing to come in. See, that's what bothers me. They made a horrible blunder here, obviously, you know. And then they're turning to the conventional type of you know, of so-called medicine.
Yeah,
they're not
yeah.
recognizing any other type. Now, to me, that's adding insult to injury.
Insult. Exactly.
You know, you see something doesn't work. Why do you keep doing it? You know, try a different way.
Yeah.
And I'm not thankful for that they haven't tried a different way.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to say what you're thankful for? That's cool. Or what you're unthankful for? We'll leave it up to people if they call in. You know, we give you the freedom of choice. That's more than the government
mm-hmm.
gives you to deal with this virus.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
anybody on
any
the line? Who
choice?
We got? Anybody?
Yes, we have Maureen.
Oh, anybody else?
Just Maureen.
Maureen. All right.
Yep.
Let's
she
take
to talk.
Maureen's phone call from Queens, Inner Sight,
right.
Live.
Here she comes. Right. Hey, Maureen.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Well, not too good. I mean, I didn't even get anywhere to see about phone calls from my mom because the one lady didn't answer, and seemed a little hectic there today, so this will be the first time in 62 years on Earth that I have not been with my mom, or I'm sure I won't be able to talk to her on Thanksgiving Day. So this is just an absolute horror. So I'm going to see if there's any way they can get a phone in, because I can't deal with this for Christmas. This has to end at some point in time, and we have to be allowed to either visit or talk or something. But this is beyond belief, really. Prisoners can be out and be around and go see whoever they want, but we can't see our mothers. This is horrible, horrible, horrible.
Hmm? Yeah, I know.
I mean, I test negative, you test negative, and we should be together somewhere living where we can both be negative and not have people that are positive come in and spread it, you know? This is just crazy. You know, it really is. So I'm thankful for the best mom in the universe, who I love with all my heart, and her me. And I'm thankful for you guys and Inner Sight and you guys. And
I'm thankful for you,
all
too.
I'm sorry,
all this time. I said I'm thankful for you also.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad we're
here. So she doesn't,
keep me
she
happy
doesn't,
and on my toes.
Maureen,
I'm sorry?
She doesn't have a phone near her bed, is that it?
No, this nursing home and the other nursing home didn't have, you know, landline phone. And at the beginning of this nightmare, I tried to, when she was on the other side, I tried to get her a phone. Because they thought maybe Verizon could do it from the office. But for some reason, her bed, you know, where her bed was, didn't have a jack. So they were going to use the other lady's because she, you know, didn't use her phone at all. But they couldn't do it. So, you know, they couldn't have somebody come in
and
do it.
You know, how can they expect someone to feel good and get well when they break a bond between mother and daughter? You know,
that
I mean, what the hell kind
right.
of a thing is that? Where they all the money that they get because of Mary, let's just take Mary alone, all the money because of her, they can't put a phone near her bed.
That's right.
I know.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Isn't it?
What the hell kind of crap?
She
is
gets
that,
more
man?
Than my mom because she worked with a pension.
You know what you ought to do, Maureen?
That's really disgusting.
Maureen.
Yeah.
You know what you would do? You know what I would do if I were you? I would go there tomorrow, you know, and say, bring my mom to the door. She doesn't have a phone. Bring her to the door.
Yeah.
I want to talk to her.
Well,
I want to wish her, you know, whatever you want to say to her, you know?
Yeah,
that's
you.
What I would do.
Yeah, I would do that.
Well,
I would.
I'm really
you know?
Going. I can't do it tomorrow because I don't have accessor ride now, and...
Yeah.
I can't, you know, but I really am going to get on them Friday, if anybody's there, and or next week, because I'm going to say, you know, Christmas is coming. This has
well,
to
at
end.
Least have
I have to be able to
this.
Have some kind of, how would you say that?
I said at least have her brought to the nurse's station something. At least get a chance to speak with her if you can't get there without accessoride. You know what I'm saying? At
I know. See, I'm afraid
with her.
To do that because, you know, if somebody has it there, and I don't know who it is. You know what I mean? I'm afraid to do that. But they're going to have to find some way to either get a phone or let me in somehow or something, because this is just ridiculous totally. I mean, like you say, there's been a bond broke that for 62
what
years
a
we
bond.
Have never been separated for Thanksgiving. And
I know.
You know, I hope they explain to her why I'm not there for Thanksgiving, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beyond belief, you know, that this could happen.
I wouldn't
and that
trust
it can,
them
and
to
like
do
I
that.
Say, I'm sorry, sorry, fine.
I wouldn't trust them to do that. You don't know what they're going to tell us.
Yeah. Now, the other nursing home she was in before this, they've been free of it for a month and a half, but a lot of people died there. So it's like, you know, it's just too much. It's just... beyond belief that this could happen, first of all, and that we have to be cut off.
We were
like
talking,
this,
and that
you know?
It sounds like it's like a movie. Remember, we were talking about that.
Yeah, a bad one.
But it's not
really
a movie.
Bad.
You know, it's our lives. Said
yeah.
You know.
I mean, this one did do good last time. I mean, thank God they didn't have deaths like these other places. But they have to come up with some way that we can. Be together, or else there's no, you know.
No sense.
I mean, it was bad enough we couldn't
see
each other. Now we can't talk to each other. Who knows for how long? And who knows? Yeah, it is, Frank. It's for the isolation. The CDC is talking about cutting it down to 7 to 10 days instead of 14.
Yeah.
So.
And the guy said
we
should have done that before.
We should have. Yes.
This whole thing. Like I say, is hogwash. I haven't used that term in a while, but What is it? I mean, it makes no sense when you stop and think about this testing. It truly does not make any darn sense at all, you know? There's no point to this testing. Because you could come in, like I say, I've said it a bazillion times, on one day and get it 2 days later. So what is the point of the testing?
No.
You know?
Or even
and
the very same day
some,
while you're in
something.
There, you could get it. You know, it's like
what
so bogus. But in the very same day that you're there, you could get it, you know? It doesn't help.
That's
I
right.
Mean,
and how many
not...
times have they come back, people get a negative and then a positive, or vice versa. They'll get a positive and then a negative result. And then they throw everyone out and they got to, I don't know. It makes no sense, any of it. Truly, it really doesn't. And the school closes, and they have
immunity.
To wait till they're in
they're
an arm zone. And
Yeah, they're not realizing you have to boost your immunity to defend against this, and they're not seeing that.
Oh, they know about it. They don't
well,
care.
Yeah, no, but they're not telling people that part
they
of it.
They know
though.
About it.
That's the problem. They know about
Believe
it. Yeah. Me. Yeah, they do, but they're not
they're realizing.
Say,
that makes them worse.
Last year,
that they realize that they know.
Last year at this time.
Yeah.
We were all celebrating Thanksgiving. We'd all be celebrating Christmas and the holidays. And and then all hell broke loose, whatever happened in March. But we were, and this virus was out and around, but we were all with each other. We were all, you know, celebrating. We were all shopping. We were all doing all kinds of stuff to make life livable.
Yeah.
And then in March, whatever went wrong or whatever was done, and that's when you couldn't be together, you couldn't mask, you had to mask up, you had to do this, you had to do that. And they got to stop because people aren't paying attention to them anymore. You
no,
know? They really
it's going to be worse. The more they do that, the more people want to revolt. And I think that's going to be a worse situation because now you got people wanting to do worse. So you gotta really
well, look
just...
at how many people are flying and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know now. I mean, people are flying, and let's tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day. Let's have a day. Let's have the radio stations have a day of respite from it. Let's not have every story be how many people have it, how many this and that.
Yeah, no.
Let's have where are those important stories
yeah,
like
yeah,
who Taylor Swift was screwing around with? What happened to all those important stories like
they're gone. Now we just hear deaths and this and that, and that's a shame. Seriously.
What happened? Remember at the beginning of the year? Remember what was killing people at the beginning of the year? That vaping stuff? Remember?
Yeah, I don't even remember now. I do remember,
that
but
was
I don't.
On every
you know what
night.
I'm saying? I do remember, but you know how I just said in my mind, I don't remember because it's like been so long ago. It's like it was a century ago. You know,
well,
that's
somebody brought
feels.
That up to me the other day, and I said, oh, yeah, that was like on every newscast. How many teenagers especially were dying of it, and older people, too. But that was like on every night, because I said to them,
I
will ask them to debate.
Yeah, I know.
So could that have caused some of this garbage? Who knows? But what happened to all those important stories like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean... It never ends from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. This is all you hear about. Okay.
I'm glad I don't have a radio.
Well, you're not missing
what
much.
What happened to your radio now? It broke?
No, I don't have a radio. Or a television.
Oh, your radio broke?
I like it that way.
Oh, you like it? I thought you had a radio for a while.
Nope. Well, yeah, I got rid of it.
Oh, why? You don't like it?
I threw it out the window.
Uh-oh. Just don't throw your girlfriend out the window. No.
I wanted to see the music
see
fly.
I knew.
Yeah, like
that
old
so
joke
it,
where I just throw the
that's,
fuck in.
That's really sad that I know what he's going to say, so I said it before him.
Like that old joke, why'd you throw the clock out the window? I wanted to see
exactly.
time fly. Right?
But I knew what he was going to say, so I just said it. That's really, really sad.
No, but you know, half the stuff they say, you can't believe.
That's true.
It's true.
Anybody
really
can say
true,
anything.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It really is true, you know. We really don't know the truth. Oh, and Cuomo still, he's not going to take it until he finds out, well, how long has he been doing this? I mean, I thought he was meeting with his other six or seven govs around here. I thought he was doing that last week.
He's not going to take what?
That? The vaccine.
The vaccine. It's more of a game now. And now he's going to prevent all the New Yorkers from taking the vaccine until he goes in to gets it tested.
I think he should be the first one to try it. See how he does.
I think so.
He can set a
well,
good
maybe
example
he knows
and then
something
he can put it in
don't.
His next book.
Yeah, maybe.
With Frank?
Maybe he knows something we don't. Frank said.
And then he can put it in his. He is an Emmy Award winner, you know.
Who?
Oh, you know, he agreed with Trump today that the media is no good. He said the way they used to speak to Trump and all, he came out saying that. Unbelievable, huh? He
oh
said
my
he's
God,
never
the two
heard
of them are
anybody
agreeing.
Spoken
that shakes the earth at this point.
Yeah, he said he's never heard the reporters speak to anyone like they did him, Trump. And that,
oh, wow.
That is true. I told you that one reporter badgered
him. No, but I'm
him
just saying, wow, the two
of
them agreeing? But you got to
I can't hear you,
Suzanne. Really
say
strange. I said the two of them agreeing. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, it was amazing. They were, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you that
yeah.
you can you that, that
you
can,
no,
you,
can.
You, can
yes,
you can't
can.
Trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Now he's, you know, sticking up for Trump.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
phony,
they were
man.
Shocked today. They were shocked,
that shocked
you
me.
Know, that he was saying
that.
That
is phony, though.
Mm.
Well, it's back and forth there, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's phony.
I'm not,
it's
well, he was talking
thing.
Pretty bad, too. Remember when he said Trump has to have an army when he comes to New York and he was going to punch him or something? As if he wasn't president, he would have punched him or something, he said on Howard Stern. I didn't hear it, but I, you know, heard clips. But so he was pretty bad, too, to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God, I'm telling you.
Hmm?
And the poor, you know, Secret Service have to do their job.
All right, innocent. What'd you say about the Secret Service?
I said, and the poor Secret Service have to do their job because, you know, of the whole situation.
Well, they get paid
you know, imagine
good money.
Having to stand between the two of them, but if one is the governor and one is the president of the United States, and both of them trying to pick a fight with each other, who do you pick? You'd pick.
Well,
the
you let them fight it out,
you know?
Man.
I would let them fight it.
Sell tickets.
Sure.
Let the money go to
yeah,
inside.
Sell ticket. Yeah, but, you know, they'll get in trouble, you know. They'll get in trouble federally, for sure.
Yeah.
You know. I wouldn't want
I
them
know.
To
I'm
get
just...
in trouble.
Neither one of them will probably
just,
press
you know.
Charges.
Yeah, you think.
All right, in a sight around the world. Maureen, we're going to move
chat.
On. Anything else
okay.
you want to add?
No, I just hope this whole nightmare ends soon and my mom's okay.
I don't know about that.
We can talk again or visit or something.
Oh,
I think, you
know
what's going to happen?
Hmm? You know, the way this
what?
Thing goes, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. The whole thing could be over tomorrow.
It could, actually. You know why? We might get immunity all of a sudden. That happened with the Spanish flu. We just sort of, all
who
of a sudden,
knows?
Everybody got immunity.
Get,
we did.
Get immunity.
And it was
what?
Just like
yeah.
that.
Get
ended.
Immunity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Got
mm-hmm.
more immunity. And that was it.
Yeah.
So, and we're like, okay, what happened? Okay, people are immune. All right. That's strange. And that's what happened with the Spanish flu. And
yeah.
that was it. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight.
Strange.
By
okay,
the way,
have
a short...
nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank
have
you,
a
Maureen.
Nice Thanksgiving, both of you.
You
okay,
too. Have a great
care.
Thanksgiving. And you know what? I hope you get in touch with Mom, okay? I hope you're able to get
yeah,
in touch with her,
so.
Okay? Call me, okay?
I hope so.
Call
hope.
Me,
honey.
All right.
Okay.
Short
thanks,
week.
All right.
We'll be back Monday, mad
right.
or glad. But no program tomorrow or Friday. So, on a... wish everybody well. Be careful out there, you know. I'll tell you one thing that's good. not that many vehicles on the road. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you,
yes.
That's, at least it's safer a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Keep them off the road. You know, there's too many damn cars in this country. I'll tell you something. Too many. It's really, really dangerous to have all these damn cars all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing that the government doesn't do anything about.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing I'm not thankful for, and I know everybody's going to think I'm crazy, but I don't care. These cars should not be allowed to come up on the sidewalk. Very, very dangerous when that happens. Especially where there's a traffic light that you can't read.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it worse. So they allow these cars.
I mean, you're used to living in the city.
Drive right up on the sidewalk.
Where they have the. You're talking about parking lots, right, Frank?
I'm talking about sidewalks.
The parking lot.
Yeah, coming up on the
sidewalk.
People
have to enter a parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Well, they should have another way of entering the parking lot.
They got to come right up on the damn sidewalk.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed.
They don't take it into consideration properly. That's the problem.
People have to walk there. You know.
Yeah, and it's dangerous.
Children, too.
Yeah.
And people ride bikes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, children and all that. They should not.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst things that they ever did in this country was allowing people to drive over a sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to get to another place. Should not be, man. Cars belong in the road, not on the sidewalk.
That's
true. Emergency, I could see it.
Yeah.
That's different. Other than that, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight told you. We told you straight out.
We told you a lot of things straight out, and they come to pass.
All right.
It's true.
Things that you're not thankful for.
That's right.
Tonight's show.
Yeah.
You know, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. You could talk about what you're thankful for, too, if you want. You know, with freedom of choice right here on Inner Sight. All right. I'm definitely thankful for my dog. I was walking today.
Oh, yeah?
Or was it yesterday? I forget. And this big-ass truck. You know, I have a little light in my left eye, so.
Not
this
right.
Big truck backing up on the, I don't know what it was. Was the road or the side of the road or what it was. And I just clung to that harness for life, and I'm still here.
Oh, my.
So, I don't know how she did
it,
but I stayed with her.
People don't realize the panic that I get or anybody gets when you're not sure, and then you just have to depend on somebody else or a dog or even a cane and get through a situation. You know, and to me, if I had to depend on something, I'd be depending on a dog, to be honest.
Of course.
Because the dog has better senses.
But
you know?
Think of it. I'm not thankful that these agencies can rob somebody of that safety and get away with it.
Yes.
If it was up to the agencies for the blind, I'd be dead now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know.
Because I wouldn't know what the hell to do.
Right. You get turned around very easily.
Well, maybe
very
I'd do the wrong
easily.
Thing.
Yeah,
but they would deny people that safety. That's why there should be a law. And make money on that denial. We're hell is not thankful for that.
No. You know, it's weird, Frank. I never realized how easily you get turned around. I learned it the hard way.
Yeah.
I went and I crossed the street, and I thought I was going in the direction of Dunkin' Donuts. Now, I'm just letting you know, this was, one of my experiences, and I'm going, and I'm like, I would normally see with my good eye, which is my left eye, and I would see the darn Dunkin' Donut symbol. I didn't see no Dunkin' Donut symbol, and I'm like, uh-oh, this don't seem right. So now, of course, it's in the middle of the night, and I got to stop and ask somebody. Now I'm going, uh-oh, I got to stop and ask somebody. It's in the middle of the night, and I don't even know where the hell I am. I don't have a dog. I can't tell the dog, okay, you know, go to whatever. I can't do that. I got my cane. I don't have my aid. So what do I got? I got to just ask somebody now. Somebody's passing.
And you don't have signs you can read and
nothing,
lights.
Nothing. Right.
You know, accessible.
Now, I had gone the wrong way. Somebody told me, oh, no, you're like, you know, the opposite way. What opposite way? Oh, you got to go this way. And they're pointing with their arm. You know, and you know they have to be pointing with their arm because they're saying this way, you know. And I don't know what way I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
and you hope they're telling
awesome.
You the right information.
Right. So I said, right,
I don't even know
left.
That
what way are you pointing? I have a feeling you must be pointing because you're telling me this way, and I don't know what way you're telling me. I'm blind. Sometimes you have to remind people, I'm sorry. No, left. Okay. You have to remind people, you know, that you can't see very well, and especially at night I can't see well, you know. So, of course, they tell me where it is. And now,
so
you're not
thankful for all the things that aren't accessible, which put us more in danger.
Yeah. Or put you turned around. You get turned around like it's so easy. Like you're, you know, in one of those pin the tail on the donkey games. I'm just trying to give people an example. And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
You know, you're blindfolded. And now you need to go forward and pin the tail on that donkey. Well, guess what? This is not a donkey. This is somebody's life now. It's a big difference now. There's
well,
no
the
donkey
agencies
ahead of
you. Are jackasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Make them the donkey.
But this ain't no donkey. This is your life that you have to now find where you need to go and do things in the middle of the night. That's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. In a sight, television, tomorrow night, 7:30, channel 20, you can catch our show, rerun. Wednesday night, tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check it out on Inner Sight. And as I mentioned before, short week, this is our last show for the week.
Yeah.
What not to be thankful for.
That's the truth.
We have any other callers?
Just Maureen, and she just, you know, is done. We're done.
Everybody is, I guess, trying to get ready for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I bought some goodies.
Yeah, that's right.
I got some organic goodies.
What'd you get?
I got some roasted turkey, roast beef, cheeses.
I
got
love
some pasta. I'm going to make pasta with organic sauce.
Yummy.
I got sauce.
Yummy.
So that's it. You know, and...
Yummy.
Everything's closed tomorrow. Well, everything's closed anyway.
I know. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing new. You know, it's funny. I used to get upset about it. Now it's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore. It gets to the point that it's numbing, you know. And then when it opens, it's like, oh, it's open. Oh, all right. You know, you get a little happy about the whole thing. But then all of a sudden, that happiness dwindles again, you know.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I hate to say it, but if they ever declare an all clear that the pandemic is over.
Oh, geez.
People are going to get so crazy, I hate to say it, some of them are going to get killed.
Yeah, I'm going to stay clear of that celebration. For real. I mean, you know, you talk about scary, that will be the scary day.
Because people
the day that they declare all clear.
Panic, one way or another, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight around the world, and don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. Help us license the service dog schools. We remind you, give thanks that your safety is protected by law, and that when that safety becomes a service dog and you're denied the use of one by one of these agencies, you're not protected. So sign our petition. Help us create a law to protect people. Change.org. All right, how are we doing we had a count before we went on the air. You said 100,000.
754.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well, let me take another look. Make sure it didn't
go up.
It's
still at that.
Or down. Hold on.
Still at that number?
Yeah. Yep, it is.
All right. All right, in a sight around the world, and, you know, I tell you,
thank
I was
you, ladies
thinking,
and gentlemen.
What?
Thank you for bringing it up to that this year, ladies and gentlemen.
I was thinking before how, you know, we used to, when Joe was here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and some of the funny, goopy things we did and all that.
Oh yeah.
You know, remember the time we went to that party and you brought the pie and what was it? He wouldn't give you the $3.
Yeah. He wouldn't give it to me. And then he was bright enough, he called over to Zorn's, found out exactly how much it was, probably had a little bit of a heart attack. Then he saved up for it every month and then gave me the whole shebang and gave me a heart attack in the studio. And he says, don't you dare tell me exactly how much it is. And shush. Otherwise, I'll ask
well,
for it back.
Well, he gave you more than enough, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He gave me the price of the pie and a little more.
Oh.
It was like a $12 pie, right? And he gave me 20.
Gave you 20, yeah. But that was so funny how...
I said, is that interest? And he goes, shush.
Joe was... He was that way. When he had to part with money, it hurt.
For me, I was the type of person, I was generous. It didn't matter to me. And I still am. You know, money
I'm
doesn't...
I'm thankful
not,
for those memories.
Yeah, I am.
I'll never forget the quarter on the boat.
No.
You know, we were doing the slot machines and goofing around, you know. And I said, Joe, give me a quarter. He says, I don't have a quarter. I said, come on, give me a quarter. What do you mean? You got a whole bucket there, you know. I need these quarters. Joe, give me a damn quarter. You know? He gives me the quarter. And for the next hour, he's bugging me. Don't forget you owe me a quarter. I said, Joe, I know I owe you a quarter. I said, maybe I'll fall in the ocean. How are you going to collect it? Very funny. He goes,
you jump in now. Oh, poor guy.
So all of a sudden, I put a quarter in. You know how you get a burst. Yeah, I must have made $15. I said, don't forget my quarter. I said, Joe, I know about the quarter. He saw all those quarters coming out, you know.
Now he said, that's
he
my
freaked
quarter,
out,
you know.
And he kept bugging me for this quarter until I finally gave it to him. I said, here, Joe, thanks.
Did you give him interest?
Kind of got it. No. Kind of guy you
were.
Oh,
you should have given him a little interest.
Yeah.
Two quarters.
It's funny how you can miss a guy like that.
You can. Because he was a real good egg. No matter what, he would go to bat for you in a heartbeat. I mean, really hard, too.
Yeah.
He would not, I mean, if he knew something
was
wrong, he would, like, instantaneously. And people never thought of him like that. He would go hard, too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
it was funny.
I remember the time he called up some congressman because he didn't like something that ADAPT did, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, they were going to do something with ADAPT, and then they changed their mind. And ADAPT blamed him.
I remember that.
Got mad at him for it. You know?
Aw.
So, Joe was a weird guy, but when the chips were down, he was a good guy.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
Yeah.
I always said if I were on trial for my life, I'd want Joe for a lawyer.
Me too.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because he had that way about him.
Tenacity.
Persistent way.
He had tenacity. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't let, he never would let down. And that's why I called him a pit bull. I was the one who called him a pit bull because he never, that's the type of person he was. He would never let down. And he goes, oh, I like that. I love pit bull dogs because they never, you know, I like, you know, and he talked about, we talked about pit bulls and parolees. He liked that show. And then he goes, oh, I would have loved to meet her, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I would have loved a dog, a pit bull. And then we talked about a dog, blah, 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 blah. I said, you would want one? I said, well, I'm sure. If I, no, 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 not now. I mean, you know, he was talking about it in general, you know, if I were to get a dog, you know, like that. I said, yeah, well, now it's a little, you know, that's what he was saying and talking out loud.
Yeah, well, we missed you, Joe. We know you're up there.
Me too. Oh, he's looking down. I know it.
Inner sight.
Yeah. I know he is.
All right, so.
We talk a lot.
Don't
laugh, but I do. I talk to him. I do.
Holidays. Mad or Glad Monday. Let's see. Next week. We don't have any shows listed, do we?
No.
For next week?
Yeah. No.
Next Wednesday and Thursday?
We have some shows listed, but we haven't decided which ones we're going to do for next week. How's that for an answer?
All right. So we'll have to decide that, and then we'll put it up and see what's going to go on. when we get this proposal presented to the governor, you know, I'm going to see if we can make a big announcement on that to help people in the nursing homes.
Yeah.
So we'll see if anything comes out of that, you know.
That'll be good.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Have a safe holiday. And stay cool. Wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, a couple of the good things. I use them every day, and they're working good for me.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Be careful out there. Take it slow. It's not worth it.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
You know, slow down.
Yeah, and also, you know, you want to hear something? I got to tell you right before the end. The sheriff got in trouble with the governor because he wouldn't denounce his restriction on the Thanksgiving gatherings. So he got a little in trouble.
Well, let's
governor.
See what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Be with you Monday. Mad or Glad, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all our listeners who make it possible for us to be here. Thank all those listeners. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Hello? It's nobody. This is Sturve. What do you want, Sturve? What? What? What are you talking about? No, I don't have any boots and boxes. Get out of here. Hello? Dave, what do you want? Quit calling me.